Diabetes is a disease that affects a person from head to toe, which slowly destroys the whole body. It is a chronic disease which cannot be cured. I am very familiar with the heartache of diabetes because my father is currently suffering from several complications of the disease.
My name is Michael Cowley. I'm director of the Monash Obesity and Diabetes Institute, and I'm a professor of medicine in the Department of Physiology at Monash University. So there's two primary forms of diabetes, type 1 and type 2, and there are two secondary forms, gestational diabetes or pregnancy-induced diabetes, and a disease called diabetes insipidus, which is associated with loss of pituitary cells or damage to the pituitary, which leads to increased urine production.
Focusing on type 2 diabetes, as it comprises of 90% of people with diabetes around the world. Type 2 diabetes results from the body's inefficient use of insulin and is largely the result of obesity and lack of physical activity.
In both cases of type 1 and type 2 diabetes, the primary problem you have is that you get high levels of glucose in the blood if you're not controlling the disease properly. And those high levels of glucose cause all the complications, or pretty much all the complications that we understand of as complications of diabetes. So high levels of glucose in the blood damage small blood vessels and make them sticky, and that leads to increased levels of blood clotting and increased levels of vascular disease, peripheral vascular disease we call it. And this is what often leads to type 2 diabetics having limbs amputated. Another major consequence of high blood glucose is that metabolically active cells, cells that have really high energy demand, and in particular the cells in the retina of the eye, become damaged, and we often see type 2 diabetics becoming blind. In the long term, it's thought that this increased glucose also contributes to increased rates of cardiovascular disease, problems with the vessels in the heart.
After talking to Professor Cowley about diabetes, I went to see a friend whose family is affected by the disease.
My dad's 81 now. He was diagnosed with diabetes 41 years ago when he turned 40. And prior to that, he was a very healthy individual who had a very outgoing personality. We had a very entertaining kind of lifestyle. People were always coming in and out, and there was always drinks, and there's always chocolates and sweets and desserts. And my dad had a very sweet tooth. And when he turned 40, you know, he was always on the chubby side, and he suddenly lost a lot of weight, and there was a lot of personal family problems going on at the time. So at the time when he lost all that weight, my mom put it down to stress. The other thing that was also happening was my dad, he had to get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. He's always going to urinate, and he used to do this about 5 or 6 times in a day at night. So my mom got really, really concerned, and he was always very thirsty. Someone intervened. I think a family friend came in and told him, look, you've got to go to the hospital. You've lost 25 pounds. And he went to the hospital, and they diagnosed him to be a diabetic. And it was like a death sentence in those days. You know, and my mom was like terrified because no one really heard of the disease. Everyone said, oh, no, he's got to change his food or he's going to die. 12 to 15 years ago, that's when I started to pay attention. He had started to lose a lot of weight again. So I told my mum, the next time you come up to KL, I'll take him to a specialist. The doctor just looked at my dad, just took one look at my dad and said, have you had an ECG lately? He just took one look at him and knew that my dad had a heart problem. We did the ECG on that very day, and there were 3 blockages. And I was just stunned because it was just 3 days before Diwali, and I blamed myself. Immediately, I blamed myself. He was just maybe weeks away from a heart attack. Just maybe a week away from a heart attack. It was just that close. The heart problem happened about 9 years ago, but just a year before that, my dad lost the sight of his eye. They had come for a holiday in Melbourne, and he became blind in one eye. They were going for a bus ride. My father's eye became very bloodshot, and all of a sudden, he just couldn't see in one eye. And my mom had to take him back to Dalesford, and they took him to an eye specialist. And the eye specialist said nothing can be done. He just lost his sight in one eye.
Her father soon developed dementia, a complication caused by diabetes.
You can engage him in a conversation.